Sergey, winner, you fought through the first round, you got yourself through the second and quarterfinals, you had a battle in the semi, and then you just won in the final. How do you feel?
Well, I feel great. That's definitely been a great week for me this year. Again, starting from a point of first round, I would not think that I would arrive at this position, but I'm really happy to the way I performed this week. I played and the way of my consistency and my focus was here, so I'm really, really happy with the result at the end of the year. And of course, I'm really happy with the Walker and the main draw. Skips three rounds of qualies in Wimbledon, always, any day.
Today we noticed you playing a lot of the drop shots towards the end of the match. Do you think your control over the drop shots was what won you the second set?
Well, I think I definitely needed to break his rhythm a bit because he was getting into the rhythm significantly better in the second set. He was moving better baseline, and I think he stepped back a bit to have more time. So that way I choose to play a bit shorter and make him come in and make him pick up those drop shots and run a lot.
And then talking about the conditions today, we've had different weather every day, every round that you've played in. Today has been perfect, 26 degrees we read it as, and you say it's fantastic. You enjoy playing these conditions?
Well, I think it was spectacular weather. I think if the weather would be like this, I mean, everybody would love countryside living. I mean, this is just fantastic, but unfortunately we know how the week was and we're really grateful for that Sunday fantastic weather today.
Of course, and you mentioned wildcard for Wimbledon. We know you have a bit of a history with Wimbledon. It's not been mentioned much this week. You looking forward to going back to the home of tennis?
Well, Wimbledon is a cradle of tennis. And playing on a grass and all the traditional way they have there, it's been always a privilege for me. And yeah, I have a bit of history there. It's one of the best Grand Slams I've performed on terms of years. Yeah, I never passed the third round, but I've been there, I think, three or four times in the third. So I tried to break that record now.
And then obviously just one last question about Ilkley as well. Obviously lots of fans surrounding you today. You've obviously won over the crowd. Has Ilkley won over you? Will he be back next year?
Well, it's a tough question because if I'm back next year, it means I stayed in the same position in rankings, which is something which I would not like, but definitely I liked Ilkley. I really enjoyed the atmosphere of the city, really the friendliness of people. Everywhere you go, pretty much people knew that there's tennis going around and they were supportive. And I mean, it just honestly, it's a fantastic city. It's really greatly shaped, I would say. You know, the old buildings, and it's pretty great. And restaurants are great. I mean, it's a great atmosphere here. It's just the weather sometimes is challenging, I guess.
Well, welcome to Yorkshire. Well, Sergey, fantastic week with you. Thank you very much for coming in. Enjoy your time at Wimbledon.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.